Before we even kick off the podcast, I just want to remind everyone to go like, subscribe, and keep up with these weekly episodes. If you like what you hear, spread the word so more coaches can tune in for our weekly podcasts. All right, here we go. The Hog Football Podcast is brought to you by GameStrat. GameStrat is the number one sideline replay choice for the top football programs in the country. Their system is extremely reliable, easy to set up and use, and they also have the best customer service in the industry. Go to GameStrat.com to learn why more coaches keep switching to GameStrat for their sideline replay system. That's GameStrat.com. GameStrat.com. Before we move on, let's talk about the fastest growing sports team software, All In Team Sports, and how it's helping coaches save time while streamlining their communication, scheduling, and so much more. It's no surprise that coaches are always looking for ways to increase efficiency and save time. That's why this software is so great. It offers coaches all the features they need to manage their teams, from player nutrition and health goals to in-app awards, document sharing, and a team feed that immediately boosts player engagement. This software makes it easy for coaches to stay organized and help their teams succeed. The software also allows coaches to set up a variety of different activities and tasks. For example, coaches can create a schedule for their team, assign tasks to individual players, and even create custom messages for specific groups or individuals. This allows coaches to quickly communicate with their players and keep track of their progress. Plus, the software also allows coaches to create and manage sports-specific activities such as drills and practices. And for all the football coaches out there, they have a video system that is built to work with Huddle that is top-notch. You can sign up today using code HOGFootballChat to get 75 days entirely free. And I promise it will be an app that will replace all others on your phone. Check them out by going to allinteamsports.com or give them a follow on Twitter at allinteamsports. Hi, I'm Coach Tony Schiffman, and welcome to the Hog Football Podcast, where we talk all things football and all things offensive line. Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Hog Football Podcast. I have got with me today Coach Daniel Chamberlain. Coach Chamberlain is currently the offensive line defensive back coach at Stillwell High School in Oklahoma, and I'm excited to talk with him about some coaching things and a couple side projects he does that are pretty exciting. So, Coach, welcome. How's it going there in Oklahoma?
Man, it's great. Kind of cool out today, but it's been wonderful. Waiting for a little more rain. It's been a wet spring so far. I guess
kind of cold. Kind of cold out. It's like 8 degrees here, so I don't want to hear anything about that.
It's not that cold.
my good buddy. I've got a group chat with a couple of my really good friends, and I've got one friend who's in Minnesota, and they got like 2 feet of snow, and then I got another friend who's in Washington D.C. and he said it was 80 degrees there yesterday.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
We were kind of going back and forth about that. Well, Coach, first things first, I gotta ask my couple of normal questions. You've been coaching for a while. You're an O-line coach. Talk to me about how the offensive line played a role in some of the really good teams you've been involved with.
Well, we are still waiting for that really good team to be involved with, okay. But, last year was my third year, moving into my fourth this year. Mm-hmm. I've not always been the O-line coach, but it's obviously, you can tell when it's a thing, when it's an issue. Right. And that's what kind of motivated me to get in there and really study it hard. I had tried early in my career, but, you don't just take over an O-line. I don't feel like, year one or two, that's the position you have to know what you're talking about. Right. Cause you really need to win in those trenches.
Yeah.
We won a lot of games last year. We went 5-5 at a school that's, I think they had won 3 in 3 years or something. Oh, wow. So it was a pretty good turnaround. Yeah, head coach Bo Collins, man, he's a stud. He's got it figured out. And we're running the gun tee that Kenny Simpson sells, and that really helped us a bunch. But you could still see, when we had mistakes, when we didn't have an answer for a defense, a lot of it did start with our O-line. So that's something we really hope to turn around this year.
Yeah.
Second year, and for the kids to have the offense installed, we did graduate a ton of talent off the line, which will hurt us initially. But I think we've got some kids that can learn the system And they don't have 3 years of another offense, you know, kind of hanging on them. So, yeah, I mean, I think the O-line is, you know, every game is won in the trenches, I think. Won or lost. I guess they're not all won in the trenches, but.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, that's awesome. You know, it's getting those guys in the system and now they can see it and they can find information on it. That's, you know, that's going to benefit you guys as a program and benefit those linemen for sure, because now they have something tangible and, you know, it's not, you know, you've been, even though you've only been coaching 3-4 years, you've seen plenty of guys that are a flavor of the week a little bit, so to speak, and change things up so much. And those young kids at the high school level, just, they can't handle that. That's tough on their already cluttered brains.
Yeah. I think, man, what we've seen is you have to have a coach there that knows what's going on. They know what the scheme's trying to get done and, mm-hmm. and know how to coach O-line. You kind of mentioned that flavor of the week, but just if you're coaching beyond the means of what you know, the kids you have, it doesn't matter how cool your scheme is. Right. So that's, you know, we constantly have the gap scheme versus zone scheme debate, and I think you can win with either.
Right.
And it depends on what your kids can handle. If you're based off the down block and your kid's afraid to run flat back down the line, it doesn't matter what your scheme is. It's not going to work. Right.
Right.
So,
no, absolutely. That's,
if you can't combo into a second level, you're running into, you know, issues there with the zone. So either one can work at just having the kids that can pull it off.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's 100% correct. I mean, don't, I say this all the time when I'm coaching, it's kind of one of my go-to phrases, but don't put a square peg in a round hole and don't force those kids into things that they can't do. Cause again, you're going to struggle. And then all that's going to happen is you're going to be frustrated as a coach and then no one's going to be happy. And then it's chaos. So
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, you kind of mentioned you've only coached for, you know, going into year four, and that's because you are a veteran, 16 years in the military. Thank you for your service.
Appreciate it.
Talk to me a little bit about what got you into coaching. You know, let's talk a little bit about that, kind of what your background was prior and kind of why you dipped your toes into the ever-growing world of coaching.
Absolutely. Story I love to tell because it involves some of the most important people in my life. So it's a quick one to talk about. I'm 16 years in the National Guard. I'm still in right now. So I go once a month and go play Army, as I like to call it. I teach a leadership school. I teach officer candidate school. And so we take common Jimmy and Joes and turn them into the next leaders of the United States Army, which is one of the best jobs I've ever had in the military, for sure. I came home from my third deployment. We were in Kuwait. I came home and I had talked to my mentor in life, which is Kenny Ridley. He's the head coach down at Wilson, Oklahoma, a head coach and AD. He's the one that's taught me to go to college, play ball. Like, I walked on at East Central University there in Ada. It's just a D2. My man, I was just a practice player. I never deserved to even put on a practice jersey probably, but they let me walk on and let me come out and be a tackling dummy, and it was great. So when I came home this third time, he said, hey man, you know, you really should think about coaching. I think you kind of have that attitude that I want to teach things. I want you to understand the whys. I care about people. And so he's like, you have all of that. You're the complete package. Go to get into coaching. And I delayed about a year and I had to work through a government program to get my teaching cert because my college degree is biology. I was pre-med, didn't score so well on the MCAT, and I just gave it one shot. And I'm kind of one of those test takers. Like, you get me one time and if I don't do well, sucks to be me, I guess. So, I didn't get into med school my first go around. And so I just was like, how else can I use this degree? And then with his reference there, and I was like, man, I think I better go ahead and try coaching. And once I was in, I mean, it was, put that needle in my vein, my man. I am addicted. So, that's really what got me started. Just that the leadership capacity on the school I was teaching with OCS. And then, you know, just my mentor saying, hey, I think you would fit well here. And I didn't really have anything else going on. So I gave it a shot. I loved
it. That's awesome. That's very similar to mine, my backstory a little bit. You know, obviously I didn't have the military background that you have, but very similar in that I had a mentor that I valued, and he basically, you know, I can remember sitting in his office and him being like, you should do this. And me kind of saying, okay, I'll give it a shot. And him say, no, you should do this. This is what you're going to do. And not really putting up much of an argument after that. That was what, you know, he said, and that's what I did. And so that's awesome that you and I kind of have that similarity. So do you don't do teach now, or are you still doing the okay, you are a full-time teacher?
I am, yep. Okay. I'm full-time in the state of Oklahoma. I teach biology. So
okay,
you're
putting the bio degree to use.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Okay, yeah.
Just don't have the common, like, everybody goes and gets a teaching degree. I don't have that. I had to get alternatively certified, is what they called it, through a federal program. It's called Troops to Teachers, I think.
Oh, okay.
I forgot. So it's a pretty neat little government program that helps, you know, soldiers when they get out of the military go be teachers without needing to go back through 4 years of education or to get an education degree.
Right.
So that's how mine's different than a lot of teachers that walk the hallways. I just get to use my biology knowledge and teach it to kids.
Right. No, but that's, I mean, with education being what it is right now, so many teachers unfortunately getting out. That's really cool. I didn't know that they had that kind of a program. That's pretty awesome for you to go and be able to teach, because it's, you know, as you know, and I know, teaching and coaching go hand in hand anyway. So it's all kind of, you know, if you're able to do one, you can do the other, and it's all combined. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that program was just like a blessing, because I didn't know how I was going to get into coaching without a degree. And right. Then all of a sudden, here's this thing that says, oh, I can make your degree an ed degree. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, okay. So it really all just fit great. And it's been, you know, 3 years. So
right.
It's been pretty wonderful.
No, that's good. That's really cool that you're able to do that. You know, we talked about coaching, getting, you know, you're one of the very rare combination coaches of offensive line and defensive backs, which are, you know, don't often go hand in hand, but are equally, in my opinion, equally tough to coach, because you're watching, you know, coach quarterbacks, you got one guy to watch. Coach running backs, you got one guy to watch. No, coach the offensive line, you got five, and then turn it around and coach the defensive backs, you're coaching, you know, you're watching three or four. So how are you handling that? How do you manage that? And talk about any kind of, you know, without throwing yourself under the bus too much, talk about some struggles you might have had, you know, handling both of those situations as a young coach, a new coach.
So we can talk struggles easily. So my very first year, I applied to a little 1A school here in Oklahoma, got the job. It was a new head coach. He had four people on staff total, so him and I and two others.
Right.
And day three of practice, my first year, he says, "Hey man, I'm going to make you the DC. You okay with that?" Yep. Let's work it. So I learned trial by fire from the very beginning, which was great for me. It stunk for that class of kids, because they obviously needed an experienced DC in that position.
Right.
But we just didn't have the coaches. And it's just like, you know, you talk about talent on a team with your kids, you have to have it with coaches too. You make do with what you got. So I kind of had to quickly learn the 4-3 defense and what we were running. And we had to evolve into a 4-4 because of personnel. Our personnel right. didn't let us run a 4-3 because we didn't have Miami kids. So,
right.
So struggles is, that was early and often. As I moved on there, I got another DC job, and that's when I kind of ironed out the defensive struggles, because I installed the defensive back schemes and coverages, and
right.
we went for the hard stuff. We went right to split field, and it was tough. But, you know, this year I took a step back and just went as DBs and O-line, and the DBs were much easier to coach because I had four guys and not 11 to watch. So you're talking about, I was reducing my numbers, so that was good. I still have the same struggles as the rest of you. Like, why won't my cover three DBs just not get beat deep? Don't know. In practice, they are all stars. You're not getting a scout kid over them. In a game, they can't get off the line of scrimmage. They just, I don't know what that is. You'd kind of look at the DC and go, sorry, man, we won't get burnt deep again, I hope, right? And then they throw it over your head again. So on the O-line, man, I just really got interested early. It kind of exemplified my military service, I suppose. Like, it's all sacrifice. There's not a lot of, I don't say not a lot of love. We're very supported, especially if you compare us to other generations of soldiers coming home. But
there's a lot of love, but not a lot of recognition. We'll say that.
Maybe that's a good way to put it, right? Yeah. Because you're just a cog in the machine, right?
Right.
You don't, the recognition isn't there per you know, individually. It's the team gets it. And that's right. what O-line is. Right, it is the sacrifice. It is the doing the dirty work so the pretty running back can walk in and and never get his uniform dirty or whatever.
Right.
And so I just love that. I just, that aspect just drew me in. And then the complexity of it, but understanding I can put it on some rules and that complexity goes away. So I can simplify it for kids. And we're doing this crazy thing like a zone scheme or a, you know, block down, kick out and wrap. Like, they don't understand all that, but I can teach them very, very simple rules and they just follow it and go. So it made my mind work right, like in that teaching it that way. And so I just fell in love with the game of what is O-line football.
Do you have a, like, if you were, if you had to make a decision one or the other, would you, you know, which way would you lean? Are you an offensive line coach that coaches DBs or a defensive backs coach that coaches offensive line?
I'm an O-line coach that coaches DBs.
Okay.
And you know, there's so many benefits to doing that because I get to increase my relationship with more kids than just like the four DBs that are also probably the starting wide receivers.
Right.
Right? If you get in that guy, you have four kids and you get to know four kids really well. But on the, in the long game, you've really only altered the lives of those four kids. The other ones can kind of see you doing your thing. And as long as you're a good person, that should, you know, that should radiate out to them. But now I get to get, you know, in with the hogs, the fatties, whatever you want to call them. And I get to spend time with them and talk about sacrifice and what is leadership and communication and all these fun things that make the O-line go. And then I get to flip sides and work with the skinny wieners and work with the DBs and you know, and I'm also working with linebackers because I have to explain to them, you know, how does all this coverage stuff
the
fit together?
Right.
Where's your help coming from? All that. Right. So it really allowed me to just kind of talk with every kid on the team. I don't get so isolated, which you can see a lot of times.
Right. Do you have aspirations to be, you know, a coordinator or a head coach at any point? Or are you just kind of taking it slow and sort of just kind of seeing what happens?
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that's forward thinking. I'm leaning forward, as you'd say. I absolutely, I would love to take over coordinator role anytime. Having been a DC, that is a headache in a box. So I would much rather go to the offensive side. And I know there's going to be a game or two where you get shut down and nothing works.
Right.
And that stinks. But, you know, problem solving on that side is easier in my mind. And I'm sure most people think it is right now because everything's geared toward offense being successful.
Right.
But if that opportunity doesn't come, I'm not like so frantically waiting that I, you know, will quit football or anything. I can be a position coach for the next 10 years if that's where I'm needed for whatever team hires me, needs me to be successful. So,
right.
Being a head coach, absolutely, man. You know, I started applying this year for head coaching jobs, understanding I probably won't even get an interview. But if I do, I'll use it as practice if they don't take me. And hopefully the my packet that I have put together and my understanding of the game and the education I've received is hopefully it's enough and it, you know, would be successful for a team that would pick me up. So,
right. No, that's, I mean, that's you know, again, messages I got from my mentor, I think I was year five or six and I applied for a head coaching job and actually got it. I got offered the job and wasn't able to take it because I didn't have my teaching certificate yet, but I can remember sitting down and talking with him and having like those moments of panic and being like, I'm not ready. And he was like, you're ready. You're ready because you're never, no one's ever ready until they go jump in. And so, you know, you say you're three or four, you're probably a lot more prepared than you think just because again, for you, somebody like you with your military background, like you've got the leadership/culture piece, like that's done. Like that's not ever going to be an issue. And then football is always ever changing. And you know, this as a guy who studies and pays attention to offense and defense, guys are always changing things and things are always adapting and being different. And you know, that's the beauty of this sport is that we as coaches get to learn those new things and find those new schemes and those new drills and everything. And that's the part that as a coach is kind of the most fun is that we get to go do that on, you know, on weekends in the off season and go to a Glacier and go learn from all these guys. And that's the best part of it.
Yeah. You know, you talk about not ever being ready. I think that, you know, every coach is on their own journey and you can't compare, you know, some people would freak out when they hear this, say, oh, after 3 years, you're trying to be a head coach. Well, there's a difference in someone who is fresh out of college, maybe played and GA'd for a year or two, and now they, you know, year three, they want to be a head coach. all their life experience doesn't add up yet, right? I kind of consider them multipliers is what I call it. Matter of fact, in my emails to ADs when I'm applying, I'm like, let me tell you about my football education multipliers, right? Yeah. Because I do have that military, like you're talking about the leadership, the organization, the, you know, understanding things have to get done and chain of command and all that is something that is kind of instilled in me now. And I'll kind of shamelessly plug Joe's system here. Joe Daniel Football is what I bought into after my first year, after we struggled so much, because like I have to find a defense that I understand fully, that I can coach other coaches to install, and the kids can get it simply. And so when I became a part of that program, you know, like I said, I'm in year, I just finished my second year of using it, and I've been podcasting with him now for a year and a half, maybe, I can't remember. Yeah, almost 2 years now, I guess.
Yeah.
And I tell him all the time, like the time I've spent with his program and on the podcast, that's given me 10 years of football experience easily.
Right.
You know, if you just apply for an assistant job and you get it and you come to work every day and you coach three seasons, maybe you go to a clinic or two and then you do the drinking after the clinics and go hang out till the sun comes up and you don't ever make the morning clinics. Like you got 3 years of experience in 3 years, but my wife can attest to the fact that I never quit studying football. Like,
right.
I am, we're going to clinics now and I've got, you know, 25 online clinics I'm watching and I'm constantly buying books that she's mad at me because I want to read a football book all the time or whatever, right. But my education kind of never stops. And the Joe Daniel system did that for me as well. Like I can just get on and watch videos all the time. So I've taken that 3 years and used those, what I call multipliers, and just made it more experienced. So that's just how I kind of justify it, I guess.
No, that's what you should do. I think the moment you stop doing that, and the moment we all as coaches stop doing that and stop wanting to learn is, you know, when we should stop coaching, in my opinion. But you know, you talked about Joe Daniel, and we like to call that a segue. Let's talk a bit about that podcast. I didn't realize you guys were going for almost 2 years now. Talk to me about that, and talk to me about kind of how you got involved.
So Joe has had the football coaching podcast running for 10 years, 11 or 12 years.
Holy cow. 12 years almost. Wow.
Yeah. So he's been at it a long time. Him and, well, the podcast and the website. So the joedanielfootball.com, you know, when I was coming out of that first bad year, I kind of joined his program, and that next summer I got an email and he sent it to everybody, all of his subscribers, and was like, "Hey, I'm looking for a co-host." And so I wrote him an email and I was like, "This is my formal application for the job." And I listed out all my weaknesses. I said, "Here's why it does not make sense to put me on your podcast."
Right.
And I put, you know, "I've only been at it 1 year. I don't know all the terminology. I don't know all the schemes, the plays. I know little to nothing about personnel and all," and I list all the reasons why I shouldn't be on the podcast. And then I said, "And here's the reason why I'm perfect for the job."
Right.
And I said, "I don't know anything about football. So everything you want me to know on the podcast, you can teach me, and I'm, you know, and I can help do that. I am a researcher by trade, right? Biology, you do a lot of research. So if it's finding people, if it's finding schemes, I can do it. I have the system." You know, you complimented me on my system before we got going there, but we had built a podcast system to get going, so my wife and I could just talk about our homestead, like,
right,
just have goats, and we grow a big garden every year, so we were going to talk about that kind of stuff. And I was like, "So I have no education in football, but you know, kind of the same thing, I can bring this education from everywhere else." And he hired me. I don't know why. It's been an absolute blast for the last almost 2 years, just getting on every Tuesday and talking football. I look forward, I mean, I'm fiending it. Last week we went on a Monday, so this week I had to wait 8 days, and I was like, I need to talk about football, man.
Right.
So, but the podcast, man, it's been wonderful. I listened to some episodes before I even, you know, became a part of it. It was just, it's so educational to a new coach. So if you're, and it could be any level, I guess, if you're brand new to the industry or a new head coach or a new coordinator, you know, there's something on the podcast for you. Most of it is based around like fundamentals. So it's, right, it's usually like that year zero to five or six coach that, you know, maybe you were stuck under a wing T guy your entire career for 5 years, and now you have a zone guy and you're like, I don't know how to, what is zone football? You can get on the podcast and find an episode about it. The week to week is just kind of, it's based on that. So we just try to find something interesting to talk about, and we get 22 episodes of that and try to theme it up. And so that's kind of what it does for people. And we use it as an advertisement for his football system, because it's, you know, something I believe in. Of course, it's his, so he believes in it. we just got a ton of coaches that have gotten on board and won a lot of football games. So it is that education. Same thing with that program. You can get on and just pay attention to your position group and learn offensive line like no one else, or you can branch out to the big scheme and kind of learn it all. And you're at a coordinator status, or you can learn both sides. And so now you have both coordinator ideas. You know what I mean? You have the knowledge for both sides of the ball, and you can kind of pick your path. So.
No, that's very cool. That's, you know, I've crossed paths with Joe a couple times, kind of here and there, nothing crazy, nothing major, but, definitely have seen his stuff out there. Need to start listening to that podcast now though. Cause I'm unfortunately one of those guys that, when I get in the car or do something, I like to listen to books. I'm not a big podcast listener. But I need to start because I have no excuse not to anymore. So, shame on me a little bit, but, that's very cool that you're involved and have stayed involved, and that's, you're doing again, doing it for the right reasons and staying involved for the right reasons. So, so kudos to you for that.
You know, podcasting is a lot like coaching anyway. We just steal each other's stuff. So,
oh, no doubt.
You listen to podcast. What's their intro like? How do they how do they get out of there? You know, Joe Rogan's the number one in the world for a reason. His is good. And I think it kind of set a lot of standards. So,
yeah.
I try to mimic him and the Run the Power guys. And like, you know, there's a few along the way I've picked up that
I tell you what,
probably come out at different times.
Yeah. I noticed myself and kind of sometimes how I ask questions and how I word the questions, honestly. It's going to be funny. I kind of mimic the, oh man, now I can't remember who it is. It's the guy who does the hot wings, who eats the hot wings with everybody. I don't know if and it's not even a podcast. I watch it on YouTube. Right. But I sort of mimic my questions off. I've noticed I've mimicked off of that guy. So, I don't know. It's just, that's the offensive lineman in me, I guess.
Eating, yeah, man. It happened. There you go. Yeah. I got to eat some grub. Listen to a YouTube. Absolutely. Yeah.
What were you going to go ahead?
I was just going to say that, you know, the podcasting and the coaching is all just really added up, and it's made for a fun career thus far. You know, I'm super excited about this next season working with the head coach. I've actually been at a different school every year for my first 3 years, just out of situational kind of stuff. So,
right.
I'm pumped to just be at the same school for 2 years, and me and the head coach have been jiving pretty well. So
that's good.
I got to wrangle that offensive coordinator title away from him, but
hey, no, until then, if you guys are running Kenny stuff though, that's pretty easy to learn. So that's, there you go.
Yeah. But Kenny's got a good little program over there. It's doing some miraculous things for some coaches that didn't know, you know, what they had, I think.
Right. No. Yeah. That's he's another one. That's a good one out there. Well, Coach, I don't want to keep too much of your time. I got one more question for you, and this is the one that gets everybody. But if you could put together a Mount Rushmore of offensive linemen from guys you played with, guys you coached, or guys that you're just a fan of, who would be on that 5-man offensive line?
Oh, that is a good one.
Yep.
Our center from last year and coming into this year, we call him Kev because he looks like Kevin James. He has to be on there. I just like his personality, and – he just never complains, and that's really what you're looking for, right? It's just like that kid that never complains.
Yeah.
We graduated a senior this year who skilled wasn't – he wasn't the best offensive lineman. He lacked that, I don't know, body awareness or something. So, but, man, he never quit trying. We actually switched him to defense, and he was just – he owned the night when we got him on the defensive side because he could just kind of be a going motor. So he would probably be one. And then just pick any three – University of Oklahoma offensive lineman, because that's Lane Johnston, right? We like him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all of them, right? I'm a OU guy at heart, and always will be. So that would be my fan side of it all.
That's your fanboy fanning out. There you go. They've had some good ones lately. I'm a big Bill Bedenbaugh fan. So anybody, Oklahoma is one of those schools that kind of, you know, this year probably I didn't pay attention to them just because Lincoln left. I really like what Lincoln did kind of schematically offensively. And so right. I really paid attention to them the last couple of years. But yeah, I'm a big Bill Bedenbaugh fan. So anytime I can watch those guys and cheer one of his guys on, I'm a happy guy. So that's
we've had a lot of talent coming to the NFL. I mean, we've got, you know, Trent Williams is kind of doing things with San Francisco, and then, you know, Creed Humphrey, he's the one that everybody's in love with, which me too, because he just moves right up to Kansas City, not too far north of us here. And then he actually, he signed, I don't know how they financially did it, but he's a partnered with one of the breweries there. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So he's all the time sharing beer content, and they made his own recipe for him and stuff like that. So he's really just a beer drinker like us. And then he's just owning the offensive line. You know,
yes.
I think he rated the best center for the last 2 years, and now he's got him a Super Bowl ring. So
yeah, right. Yeah, he's gonna get a lot more in his career. That's for sure.
Yeah, man. We're O-line. You, I don't know. Maybe we are. Maybe we aren't.
A little bit. Yeah, definitely. I think there's. I mean, you just named three All-Pro guys right there, and that's not even scratching the surface of guys that are still around, hanging around and playing. So
right.
It's been fun, but well, Coach, I don't want to keep you too long. Do me a favor, drop some shameless plugs for me before we get you out of here. Let everybody know your Twitter handle and the podcast, please.
Yep. So I'm at Coach Chambo OK on Twitter machine. You can find me there 7 days a week. I'm always playing on it. My wife hates that too. That's me too.
Your
I'm
wife
addicted,
and my wife
I think.
Can get along very well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can listen to us. We put out one episode a week on the Football Coaching Podcast with Joe Daniel. I still haven't got him changed the name I guess it's Joe and Daniel, so
Joe,
that's good.
There you go. Hey.
But the Football Coaching Podcast is where we record and put out our stuff. You can find that on any podcatcher. Our biggest ones are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And then JoeDanielFootball.com. You can go to join.JoeDanielFootball.com. You can access for $1, gives you a 7-day trial to start. And it is 4 complete defensive systems, so 3-3, 3-4, 4-3, and the 4-2-5, which is kind of the biggest seller there. Everybody's going to love it, that 4-2-5. Also, you get the pistol power offense, so complete offensive system. All those defenses are meant to work together, so you could be multi-front if you want to, and the terminology doesn't change, and personnel, you can just make a swap and change fronts there. Pistol power offense can be anything you want it to be. It says pistol, it says power, but you can run zone out of the gun if you want to. It's a complete system. Tons of benefits joining the program. Join.JoeDanielFootball.com. Get access for $1 7-day trial.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming on. It was great to talk with you. Great to get to know your background a little bit. And let's not wait another 42 years before we talk again. Let's talk again football sometime soon. And I appreciate you coming on. So thanks. Thank you. Best of luck. And looking forward to talking again.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
The Hog Football Podcast is brought to you by the online clinic at Chief Pigskin. The online clinic by Chief Pigskin is a collection of coaching content from over a decade of travels from a high school coach. With video quality that is unmatched, you should check them out at clinic.chiefpigskin.com.